Hello, test. Oh, okay. So we'll have to talk like that.
Okay. Hello, test.
Hello.
Copy. You wanna, Roger.
You want to chime in? Guest person.
Hello. Gonna pick up?
Yeah. Can it hear me? Yeah, yeah, but you're going to have to project into there a little more.
I'm projecting.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
You're just projecting.
That's just what your therapist thinks.
Yeah. I'll project.
Episode 12, The Ride to Redacted Prime, Darkness, Beauty, Parking. In this episode, your hosts Steve and Mal hurtle with guest rider Phoenix from point A to point B, the end of a long pier, while contemplating death doulas, subversive Sherpas, and a gay giraffe. Strap in for The Ride to Redacted Prime. Please be advised there are occasional cuss words in these episodes, so now you know.
Here we are in heading towards Redacted Prime.
Well, Phoenix and I yesterday went to the Edward Gorey house.
Okay.
So this is the house where he lived.
Which could be anywhere.
Which, like, who knows? He also lived in New York.
Right. It could be any Edward Gorey you're talking about.
But he was born in Chicago in 1925. He died 25 years ago in 2000.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And as an artist, he did everything. He was, you know, there was a really wonderful, the director of the Edward Gorey house came and, like, talked to us all very sort of informally, but clearly this is a guy who's, like, passionate about this. And, Edward Gorey was, like, you know, really kind of a weird artist. His stuff didn't fit anywhere. You know, he did some children's literature, or some children's books, illustrated children's books, but he hand-lettered everything, you know, and he was so prolific. He would draw, like, every day, and he would do ads, and he did animations. That's how I was introduced to him. Like, PBS had these little animations, and in fact, in the Edward Gorey house, they had a TV playing those animations, and I remember them.
And not to mention his three-dimensional stuff.
Yeah, he did sculpture. He did, like, lithograph etchings, as well as drawings and watercolor and paintings and whatever. And he did soft sculpture dolls. He did, like, everything, and he seems like he collected a lot of stuff. Kind of a weird guy. You would think that he was sort of a reclusive guy, based on his work, because it's pretty bleak, you know, like, it's whimsical. There's a lot of, you know, sweet, you know, whimsy there, but
it's morbid.
But it's
There's
morbid.
There's a lot of morbidity, and you assume that this is a person who isolates and is, like, very dark in demeanor, but from everything that this guy said, you know, he had a lot of life. He was weird. He was eccentric. He was, like, wore 50 pounds of jewelry every day and liked to clank around when he walked.
Yeah. He went out into the world and he met people, and he went to the, you know, the New York Public Ballet or whatever, what was it, 8,000 times or whatever over the course of 33 years. Something like that.
That's a lot of ballet.
Yeah, because he would go every single night to the same production. Just he had something about the ephemeral nature of art and being like, even though it's the same people, same production, it's a different performance every night. And if you're not there, you're going to miss it. And so when he would make things out of paper, pop-up books, and and prints, and especially like the fabric. Soft sculpture things, the like little dolls and whatever. He was like, they're ephemeral. They're not going to last.
If you're going to, what was it, 8,000 ballets?
Yeah.
You know, consult your doctor, because just make sure that you're not getting
overexposed to the arts.
Ballet specifically, because, you know, for most people it's fine, but occasionally, all right.
A deadly dose of your ballet.
Yeah, just make sure it's safe. Listeners, Just want you to, you know, be safe, because you're loved and held.
He designed a Dracula production, like all the sets and costumes and things, and that's sort of how he made his fortune. The director described this as like just sort of a curiosity for him, just like a weekend fun thing. I mean, he spent a while doing it, and that's kind of how he made his millions. It blew up. It did really well. It, you know, he probably went to all the performances, but you know, he read Dracula at a very young age. According to this guy, it was when he was like 5, so really young. He was sort of a hyperlexic prodigy. He took a lot from that, a lot of influence from that.
It's hard to stay away from the dark lately. There's so much of it.
Sometimes it's nice to find an artist like Edward Gorey where you can indulge in the dark.
Yeah.
And also be shown something kind of curious and wonderful.
Uplifting.
In it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's uplifting, maybe it's not. Maybe it's like, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know what word I'm looking for right now. Validating?
Yeah. Inspiring?
Well, it's definitely inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing within, like, goth subculture in general, is really just that acknowledging the realities that we live in, that there is darkness in the world we live in,
right.
In our lives, that we all experience dark things and tragic things, but there is, well, not beauty in everything,
there can be,
one can find it,
right.
Or even if you can't find beauty, you can walk next to it and exist with it in some sort of harmony, in some sort of, with some manner of acceptance. I mean, a lot of people have interesting feelings about death right now, which I have mixed feelings about, but like, that's my own thing.
Are you pro or against it?
Pro or against death?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know yet if I'm going to die, so we'll see. We'll see when that happens.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. So, all evidence suggests you may never die.
I think it's a design defect.
Dying or not dying? Because I think dying...
Mortality.
Not dying is cancer. That's what those cells do, is like they're just programmed... All of our cells are programmed to have a short lifespan to reproduce and then die. And then cancer cells reproduce and don't die.
And yet, ironically,
they keep reproducing.
They kill you.
Yes, and then they kill you.
They don't die themselves.
You need to have that off switch. Unless they aren't teaching Tuck Everlasting in 5th grade English classes anymore.
I love that book. It's a great movie, too. I highly recommend.
I haven't seen it. I always associate Tuck Everlasting with Bridge to Terabithia. I think those are the death and the not death books that we were taught side by side in 5th grade. Miss Sackett's class.
I also was in Miss Sackett's class. Just years apart.
Yeah.
I mean, there's these things called death doulas now.
Right.
There have been, like, birth doulas for a long time.
I think regular doulas are birth doulas.
Well, yeah, but now there's another kind.
Original flavor doula.
But the death-flavored doulas. Goth doulas.
Death-flavored gummy bears.
Death Sherpas.
Death Sherpas. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like...
And Death Sherpa is basically a regular Sherpa that's not very competent.
They just leave you up on the mountain.
Yeah, it's like, oops, we shouldn't have gone that way. Sorry.
All those corpses up on Everest or whatever.
Yeah. And then suddenly there's one less Englishman in the world.
And
bummer.
Yeah. Is that really any loss? Sorry to our English listeners.
No, it's called English dumping. We've done it once before. I forget when.
Oh, dumping on English people in the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were talking about leaving them up on Everest. it's called English dumping. Perfect. We've done it.
It's an unspoken thing. The Sherpas, in their language, they talk about it.
Boston Tea Party was bad. Just wait till you hear about English dumping.
Sherpas have their, in their own language, which is probably Sherpa or something. Maybe Hindu. I don't know. Do we know? We're going to have to look this up. Is anyone in this car? All right, never mind.
Siri?
Yeah, sure. Sherpas probably talk a lot about English dumping, but they don't talk about it in English because
they scare the paying customers.
Exactly. They get a lot less business. But they're like, if they're bored, you know.
They pick somebody on the trip and they're like, this bitch isn't coming back with us.
Yeah. I don't like that guy. He's a dick.
Tip your Sherpas.
Speaking of which, a very casual road crosser here.
Yes. Really taking his life into his own hands.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Just a saunter. That was a saunter.
That was
a classic saunter.
If that. Listeners.
Applaud.
We're on a highway. I'm going to give that away. We're at about 50 miles an hour. And the guy, traffic in both directions, no divider, fast moving traffic. Guy crosses the road.
Amble.
I don't even think I could walk that slow.
It was an amble.
Yeah. As we're talking about death doulas, Sherpas, English dumping.
There's a public safety facility right there that we're passing. Looks like it's half firehouse, half, I don't know, municipal building.
People ambling across the road getting hit.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a cemetery directly across the street.
Perfect. Yeah.
Just conveniently located.
I mean,
honestly, we should ask somebody about that guy, and they'll be like, oh, he was dead for 7 years. That guy hasn't been around since...
Wow, that was casual.
2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, maybe,
dead for 7 years and being like, oh, it was in the 2000s doesn't sound as impressive as, 1985.
Okay. So you're imagining that guy might have been dead.
He was a ghost.
He
was an apparition.
But we both saw him.
Yeah, it was a collective hallucination apparition.
Okay. All right.
Situation. Just because he's a ghost doesn't mean that he's not real and we can't see him.
Right.
Racist.
Ghostist? What is it? Spiritist?
I want to say bioessentialist, but vivid essentialist.
Okay, vivist.
Vivist.
Yeah, okay, vivist. Vivist person. So, I don't know.
I've been working on my vivisectionality of my politics.
I think we take the middle exit towards Redacted Prime.
Okay.
Town.
You're driving, so...
Redacted Prime Town. It's interesting that we do this. I don't know if it's just me, probably you too. Little surveillance paranoia, whatever. Maybe it's not paranoia.
Well, I mean, considering we know everybody who listens to our podcast...
But there's the surveillance... industrial complex out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody's surveilling everybody.
They see you when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. They know if you've been bad or good. And they sell your information to the highest bidder.
They put you in a detention camp in El Salvador in a heartbeat.
In New York second.
Yeah. Where did the phrase New York Minute come from, anyway? Probably New York.
Yeah, probably people moving to New York in the 20s or some shit.
I mean, a New York Minute is, I think, in context, supposed to be really fast. Faster than other minutes.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to move
faster. Where would there be a slow minute?
Kansas.
Kansas is a state.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's valid, New York. There's probably as many people in Kansas as there are in New York City. Is there a Brooklyn Minute? Just to pick a random borough. Queens, Staten Island Minute.
Staten Island Minute's pretty good.
In the Staten Island Minute.
Because what the fuck does that mean?
I think it's slower than a New York Minute. It's gotta be. It's like a minute and 20 in New York minute time.
The first known use of New York minute was in 1954.
Oh, the year of one's birth.
Yeah, the year of two's birth, you and mom.
And guess where I was born?
in New York.
Yes. Coincidence?
I think not.
No.
Did you come out and say, damn, I was in there for a New York minute?
Yeah, I probably did.
What? Do you see these knives?
What? Where?
Stuck into the back of that truck.
There are knives in the truck, and I'm not... Oh, I do see them.
They're just like...
It's like, what are you talking about? Knives stuck in the back of... Yeah.
They're like... Okay. The real knives.
Okay, this is the kind of thing that can
One
happen.
One can expect in Redacted Prime.
On the ride to Redacted Prime. Knives stuck into the... Wedged into the back of a panel. What looks like a metal panel. You wouldn't think you could... fit knives in, and why,
well, it looks like the,
why are they there?
You can see the welds, there's only like little bits.
So yeah, okay. And so where else are you going to put your knives?
Yeah, literally.
Disposal services.
Yeah, they, what do they dispose of? I guess we know
people.
Now. Yes. I was going to be like coy about it, but go right out there and say it.
All right, now let's hear the coy version.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
Disposal. It's a disposal truck with knives stuck in the back.
Here we are.
Here we are. You don't get these sites on Drive to Redacted itself.
No.
That's why you have to come to Redacted Prime.
Yeah, come to Redacted Prime. We have all the sites.
Knives.
Knives.
Knives out.
People on bicycles.
Maybe.
Dogs.
Possibly.
Bright yellow house.
We might be describing what we're seeing or not.
We'll never know.
No, because
we'll
this,
never tell.
This ain't video.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Is video
this a left
kills
or a
the
right?
podcasting star.
Video killed the podcasting star?
Yes. Oh my god, look at that.
What?
That thing. It's a weird giraffe wearing lipstick.
Corn. Okay, I forget if we go left or right. I won't know till the...
Do you see it, baby?
No.
Right there.
I'm guessing left.
Oh, it's a gay giraffe wearing lipstick.
Makes it even better.
Yeah.
GayGiraffe.com.
GayGiraffe.com. .net, .gov.
.org.
.org. .png.
Okay. This guy paused, which was nice. I was like, okay, maybe I'll let you go because you've been good. I'll let the other people go. See, that's the other thing I wanted to say, Phoenix. In with all of the, you know, horrible activity of a lot of people towards others, or maybe some small amount of people towards a lot of other people, we are also social creatures.
Yes.
So we could drop a bomb on you, but we also have... Like this awesome cooperation that I didn't show by waiting to let that person cross the street.
Yeah, as you were speaking.
Right.
Free fabric pieces, etc.
We have that.
Yeah.
See, we're,
well,
so
here's...
You have the Atom Bomb, but you have that store.
I have this to say about us being social creatures. I think we're seeing a real decline in empathy.
Yeah.
People are really going hard for the dog-eat-dog part of dog-eat-dog versus cooperation. And,
I think
and
I went
we're
the
losing
way,
some of the
way.
Cooperation. Whatever, we're on Bang Street. It's
yeah.
time to get bangs. You've been wanting them. And
I'll let you go while I'm dithering. You think I'm being nice, but I'm not.
I'm dithering.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to turn
That's
around.
Fine. We'll do it.
We're getting farther from the destination.
I feel like the farther
and Mom,
and farther,
who was just behind us, figured it out.
The farther and farther we go into the world that's being created right now, the less empathetic and the less ability to critically think there is.
However,
no one is using critical thinking skills anymore. We're looking at cultural context for any of their opinions, and no one's able to be empathetic to anyone.
However, I think that... we're due for a reactionary, like, free love empathy movement. And I'm hopeful that even if it's not going to be, like, dominating the landscape, that we're going to see it and feel the effects from it and have it be good and loved, and we'll be loved and held.
Oh. Good. I probably should pay you. Can you hand me the blue thing?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
We didn't prepare.
Slowing it down.
Here, why don't you back up?
I got it.
Back up so this person can come out. Oh, okay. Got a truck coming out too.
Okay, good. Okay.
Don't hit these pedestrians.
No, I won't.
They are walking directly.
Yeah, they shouldn't hit me.
Yeah, literally.
Frankly.
Especially the kids, for fuck's sake.
Okay. All right.
All right, so you got a credit card.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. Just tell me how much.
I think it's 30.
It's 32 with a credit card.
Okay.
So does anybody in your car have trouble walking?
No, we're all relatively mobile. Thank you.
It's a long walk back.
That's okay.
It's a long way in.
That's why we're here.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
No in and out. You're good till 2 a.m. No overnight parking.
Okay, we'll probably leave before then.
But that's all right.
Thanks a lot.
All the way down.
Thank you.
You could stay too.
There's a tie up there already.
Okay. Good talk.
We need to get permission to use that guy's voice on our podcast.
He's on. He might be on.
Yeah, so, like, do we need to get permission?
No.
Okay. That's takes your job as a parking attendant and you takes your chance that you might be on someone's
you
podcast.
You could be on a fucking, you know, very well attended podcast.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. This is yeah. Oh, look, there's a thing.
You said it's a long walk.
It's a long walk off a long pier, hopefully.
Right.
Otherwise not good. Are you getting out, my friend? Or are you just being coy?
They're being seductively...
Mysterious.
Yeah. Look, baby butts. Butts.
This is a long-ass pier. Oh, that was almost a spot there.
Okay.
Is that a spot?
Yeah. I would say no.
Yes, that was a fun noise, though.
Yeah. I'm going to park here for this ice thing. Look at the puppies.
We'll go there.
It's all about the journey.
Well, right now it's all about the parking.
Oh, well, luckily all these people are standing in the one-on-one spot, which makes it really easy.
Yeah.
Can you beep them?
No.
Right next to them?
No, it's all right. They'll get the message. Yeah, thank you.
It's a long walk.
A long walk off a long pier.
You can do it.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm going to turn this thing off.
Okay.
Assuming it's on. Oh, it is.